Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore chapped nipples.
Yeah, you know, for some people that's an uncomfortable soundbite. I know specifically Denise Schaefer used to hate it when I played it all the time. But it's true. You cannot get away from the fact that what Nick Offerman said there is absolutely true, or Ron Swanson, whatever you want to call him. And Sam Page is a glaring example of that, because he wants a $600 million Taj Mahal county building built, right? Because nothing's too good for Sam, since he's spending your tax dollars. And he's also holding hostage this senior property tax freeze, because the way Democrats look at property tax freezes is it's going to prevent them from getting their hands on more of your money moving forward. And that makes them nervous. That's why they put a sunset provision on it in St. Louis County, so they can decide in 5 years if they still want to give up the ability to take that money out of the pockets of seniors. It's an embarrassment is what it is, but it's going on. And that's what you get in a purple county these days called St. Louis County. Let me get to David Gregory. He's running for Senate seat number 15. And David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on this morning, my friend. Tell me why you decided to file suit against Sam Page over this.
Yeah, that's right. I'm suing Sam Page. So here's the deal. I think a lot of folks know that we have a senior tax credit program based on the freeze, right? We're trying to freeze the seniors' property taxes. We're not giving them anything, right? All we're doing is stopping them from bleeding more every year, right? They're not asking for much here. This needs to happen. And unfortunately, our county council has just been fumbling the ball and screwing this whole thing up. And then, of course, Sam Page is not our friend in this. So right now, I've got a senior, and I've got this trove of seniors looking to add into a class action against Sam Page and the county for not implementing this program, right? They passed it by law. Yeah. They said last October, 6 months ago, here's a legal right that we're going to give seniors. And then they've provided no mechanism by which we can pursue our right. That's illegal. So I filed a lawsuit against Sam Page and the county, forcing them to do their job.
And I know last night the county council voted on a bill that would essentially allow them to spend $300,000 to get the program started. But they're saying, yeah, this is really only going to cover the first year worth of costs associated with it. What's your thought on that? Is that really anything to be excited about? Do we think this is actually going to move forward now?
The county council was a real disappointment last night. I watched. I was there. I was so disappointed in our county council. We have two Republicans, Hancock and Harder, that are teaming up with Shalonda Webb, okay, the Democrat leader of the board, the Democrat that voted against this program. Now they're teaming up with her to say, we're not going to give you the money you need to actually implement it. We're going to play little games with you and sprinkle you with just a little bit of money. And we're going to wait 6 months to even do that. That's what happened last night. And I'll tell you what, that is devastating for our seniors, but I'm not giving up. My lawsuit's not giving up. We boxed Sam Page in. Sam Page's only response to my lawsuit, the only one, is give me the money, I'll do it. He can't say it's not a good lawsuit. He can't say he's not going to win, because he isn't. But I'll tell you what, with the county council fumbling the ball the way they are, they're going to have the blood on their hands.
So, I mean, I know Harder's your opponent in the Senate race. Is it that they're delaying paying for it? I mean, why in the world? This is dumb to me. Why in the world does it cost $300,000 to implement a program which allows people to freeze their property tax? You should just have to fill out a form and turn it in. And if you're 65 and you can prove you're a senior and a homeowner, your property taxes shouldn't go up anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. The difficulty here is that we can speculate all we want, right? We can say it should cost a penny to go through hundreds of thousands of verification processes. Did you really own your home this year? How much of the home did you own? Was it jointly owned? We got to go back and say who paid the actual tax credit. There's a lot of hoops that you've got to go through to verify. We've got a means test, which is another failure on our council part, that says you can only have a home that's $550,000. Another verification system. But here's what we know, folks. Every expert, our own Department of Revenue, Tony Smee, who's a Republican from Cape, he came in and said it's going to cost way more than $300,000. The county council's heard from St. Charles County collector. She came in, testified to the council, this is going to cost way more than $300,000. Wow. It's already cost me more than $300,000. And I'm a third of the size with no verification. So, guys, this is a real disappointment. What the county council is doing is a real disappointment.
Well, I tell you what, GregoryForMissouri.com is the website. David Gregory, we appreciate your time. Keep us updated on the lawsuit.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. I agree that the way this thing was handled, I know they had to compromise to get it through, but the cap on the value of your home, I don't care if you're a senior. Why would you penalize? I mean, people that bought a $200,000 house 20 years ago, it's probably worth $600,000 today.
Yep.
But they're going to be penalized and won't qualify for this because they put a $500,000 cap on it.
That's a good point. And I think the other thing, too, is this has been 6 months delayed and they're finally saying, OK, we're going to at least move forward with it. But the $300,000 that they're talking about supposedly is to hire more staff and get equipment
to deal with the
Department of Revenue for people to be able to apply to get the freeze. It's so odd.
Everything about government costs more of your tax dollars. It does.
To save tax dollars. Perfect sense.
Thank you. We're trying to save money here. But it's going to cost us $500,000 to do it. Interesting. Yeah, there you go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.